This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
So here we are again with the Sue Free Show, and it's so wonderful, as always, to be with you. And, you know, I'm in a studio right now, and I'm picturing you driving, and I'm picturing you, doing yard work or whatever you're doing. It's amazing radio, because you could be doing all kinds of different things, but you tuned in. And we pray before the show, and we ask that, you know, that we be open vessels, and that we help, that our words help those that need decisions or choices or a change of direction and whatnot. And that might be you, or you know somebody that is going through a difficult time or something's happening in their lives, and they're looking for an answer. They're looking for maybe a different way to go. And maybe they just don't know. And for lack of knowledge, people perish. And maybe today is the day. Maybe there's something here that's going to just strike you. You are listening to The Sue Free Show, and you can go to SueFreeze.com, and that's Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. And when you do that, you can go on there and you can click on and you can find past podcasts or this podcast, because if you want to share what's being said, you can do that. And it's a wonderful thing what we have now. We have this way of being able to do that, and it's so amazing that we have that. So today, what are we going to talk about? Do you ever ask yourself this question? Why do bad things happen to good people? Or why do good things happen to bad people? I don't know the answer to that. Only God does. But that does happen, doesn't it? And I question that sometimes, because I'm like, for instance, my mother-in-law, God, I just love her so much. She's just such a wonderful woman. And she's going through a trying time because she just found out that she has stage 3 cancer. And I ask myself that because this woman is such a testimony. She's a testimony to walking the walk, talking the talk. She's with the Lord every day. She goes to church every day, as long as she could go. Then she had this accident that just happened out of the blue, and it kind of changed her life because she's not as mobile now. And she's not a young woman, but to look at her, you'd have no idea her age. And she is just so filled with love, not judgment, love. And you know, I've learned so much from her. She speaks her mind, and she does it with love. And we all need to be more like that, I think. We need to speak our minds and do it in love. Not so much judgment, but in love. On my way in today, I was thinking about, you know, what is it that I want to talk about? And I sometimes my life experiences kind of help me, motivate me towards direction on what to talk about. And we're starting a new chapter or a new month, and each month we have a reword. And the reword, if you're new to the program, to the Sue Free Show, the reword is something that the Lord gave me while I was driving around and I was thinking about the show and how I wanted to group it. Because, you know, I was like, I want to be able to help people. That's something that I want to do. Inside my heart of hearts, there are no stray dogs and no stray people. According to those that are near me, that's what they say. There's no stray people and no stray dogs around Sue Freeze. And it's true, because I want to help. I don't know what your gifts are, and you might not know what they are either. And there are ways to find that out. And in past shows, we've talked about just that. We've talked about gifts that God gave you because you were created for a specific purpose. And you do need to figure out what those gifts are. And it's usually something that you're good at, something that you enjoy doing. And that usually is a direction or a path that if you follow it, you're going to find what your gifts are. With that, God created you to fulfill his purpose in your life. And the way you do that is by following those gifts and using those gifts. There's a lot of very intelligent people that I come in contact with almost every day. But a lot of those people, maybe they're not lazy, but maybe they just don't have the confidence level to use their intellect or use their gifts. Maybe they just don't have the confidence level. So there's previous shows that I talk about the I ams that you can get on Helping Hands on my SueFreeze.com, which help you build your self-confidence from God's point of view. And isn't that the most important point of view of all anyway, is that you were created in His image and He wants you to do everything you can possibly do. He wants you to fulfill His purpose on this earth. So with that, go to Helping Hands and look at the I ams, because He tells you I am, meaning you are. And if you read those constantly every day, if you fill your heart and your mind, renew your mind daily with His word, what's going to happen is there's going to be a change in your belief system, your value system, your belief system in you. And that's where it starts. It starts with your relationship with the Lord. And once your relationship with the Lord is strong, then your relationships with other people will just change. They'll be better. I promise you, they'll be better just because God is in control. That's the hardest thing. Let's talk about control. Because in my life right now, I'm going through transition. And transition, I was thinking about that because when you make a decision to make a change in your life, and change is another word we're going to talk about, but transition is you're making a change. You're making a decision to make a change. And change isn't always comfortable, is it? It's not comfortable. Change causes an uncomfortableness within you. And with that, you have to have a peace inside your spirit that the change is worth doing. It's like the pain has to be worth the gain. Have you ever heard that? I've heard that. And, you know, like if you want to make a change in your diet, sometimes you're craving a certain thing, but maybe that's not the right thing. And the pain has to be worth the gain. Another thing I say, a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. And sometimes that'll keep me from opening the refrigerator or make me avoid putting something in my mouth because I'm thinking, is it worth it? Is it really worth it? Count the cost. Is it worth that? If it's not, just deny it. You know, that immediate gratification is gone and you don't need it. So with that, I'm encouraging you to do that. So let's get back to this change thing. If things are happening in your life and the results aren't what you would like, or you know they're not what God would like, then change is a necessity. You need to make some changes. Now, I've always said that, you know, if you don't know the Lord and you really want to have a relationship with Him, what I would say to you, if that's you, if that's where you are in your life, that you don't like how your life is going and you want there to be a difference in your life, you want to have a relationship with the Lord, but you're saying to yourself, and I want to stop doing this. I want to be better before I do this, or I don't want to give up drinking beer. I don't want to stop cussing. I don't want to stop doing this, this, and this. And I know that if I receive the Lord, I'm going to have to stop that. What I'm going to say to that is that as long as you have that mindset, chances are you're never going to receive the Lord and you're not going to ask Him in your heart, and He's not going to be able to change those things because it's not you. You don't have to have the control. You don't have to have the strength. God will give you that strength. You just have to ask Him in and ask Him to give you the strength, the courage, whatever it is you need in order to make this tough decision or this tough change. Ask Him to give you the courage. Ask Him to give you that strength so that you will have what you need and you'll have that peace inside your spirit to know that you're doing what you need to do to go forward and make that change in your life. And with that change and that decision is going to come transition. Transition is not easy. It's very uncomfortable. It's really uncomfortable because we're comfortable in our environment. We're comfortable where we are. But comfort isn't always the best for us. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on KKLA 99.5. You can stream this station also. So if you're in your car and you need to get out of your car, I'll just let you know that KKLA.com has a website that you can go into your house, you can turn the computer on, and you can click on Listen Live, and you can listen to us live. And that's a wonderful thing also. And that's all day, all night you can do that. And it's a wonderful opportunity to listen to the word more often. I highly recommend it. Transition. The definition of transition, I asked the engineer, Roland, to pull up transition in the dictionary. And this is what it says. Change or passage from one state or stage to another. The period of time during which something changes from one state or stage to another. So that's what that is. Physics, any change that results in a change of physical properties of a substance or system, such as change of phase or molecular structure, which gets more scientific and whatnot. But the first one, change or passage from one state or stage to another. Now, in January, we talked about reflection. In February, we talked about realizing and recognizing. You're reflecting over what had happened and what your life looked like last year. Then February was realizing, you know, where you came from, where you are, recognizing what your faults are or what your pluses are, what your gifts are. And then the next stage is reform. You're reforming. You're changing. You're reforming because there are things we're striving for excellence. We should be striving for excellence in everything we say, everything we do. So if you are striving for excellence and you want to be more like Christ, what you want to do is you want to exactly look at the person in the mirror. And that reflection would be you. You reflect on your reflection, and do you like what you see? If you like what you see, great. Is there any changes that you can make? With God's help, of course. But are there changes that you could make that could make you better? Make you more maybe vulnerable? Show humility? Be able to say you're sorry more? You know, it's really hard to ask somebody, what would you change? Or is there a way I could be better for you? Is there, is there something that I could do different that would make our relationship closer? I've noticed a change in our relationship. Those fierce conversations are very, very difficult. They're so difficult. You know why they're so difficult? Because truth comes out of them. If we ask the question, you have to be ready to receive the answer. And sometimes we have to prepare our hearts and prepare ourselves for what might come out from that discussion. But you know what? If you allow yourself the vulnerability and transparency to receive what that other person's going to give, I guarantee you that nothing but good's going to come out of that. As long as you don't let your defenses go up. If you let your defenses go up, you're going to stop all communication and growth won't happen. So you've got to be prepared to not let those walls go up and not defend yourself, because you ask the question. When you ask the question, you got to listen to what's being said back. And I guarantee you it's going to be a good thing when you do. So transition, I just gave you the definition for transition. The word for this month of March is reform. So we've reflected, we've realized, and we've recognized. And now we're on reform. Here's the definitions. Noun, the improvement or amendment of what is wrong, corrupt, unsatisfactory. An instance of this. The amendment of conduct, belief. Isn't that what we're talking about? We're amending the conduct and belief for change. And here's the verb for reform. To change to a better state, form. Improve by alteration, substitution. To cause a person to abandon wrong or evil ways of life or conduct. To put an end to, in parentheses, abuses or disorders. To abandon evil conduct or error. This is very good, isn't it? Because let's say you're a person who has lived in an environment that has been less than healthy, whether it's been physical abuse or verbal abuse, or just a lack of support, a lack of being listened to, or where your feelings mattered. Let's say you're one of those people. What are your choices in that situation? Well, that depends on commitments that you've made previous to the situation, on how far you're into this relationship. But with this relationship, you have an opportunity in any relationship to focus on that relationship, to try to make yourself better, to learn your part in the dialogue or the interaction. Learn what part is yours. Own what's yours. Don't own theirs, but own yours. And when you do that, what happens is, regardless of what you're going to do from that point, you will be better because you took the time to evaluate, to reflect, to realize, to recognize, and to reform, to make the changes you need to make within you yourself. There was a time a long time ago where I was having difficulty in my marriage personally. And this was a long, long, long time ago. And at that time, I thought, well, I could just run. I could turn around and I could walk out. Or I can focus on my marriage and focus on me and figure out what part of this is mine. What part am I going to own? And regardless if I stay or go down the road, I'm going to be bigger and better because of that situation. How many of you are in that situation right now where there's things that you're not liking or there's things that don't feel good? If you are in danger, get out. Just get out. You need to get out because you're in danger. If you're not in danger, then what you need to do is focus on your part of the picture. Focus on what it is that you're doing and what you could maybe do differently that could change the result. Because we can continue doing and pushing those buttons. We could do that all day long and continually push those buttons and manipulate and do all those things. But really, what is it we want? Let's ask ourselves, what is it we want? What do we want out of our relationship with the Lord? What is it we want? We want to be close to Him. We want to learn more about Him. How do you do that? You get in His Word. You learn who you are in Him. You learn about His love and His grace by His Word. And it sets you free. It really, truly will set you free. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. If you're just tuning in and you have to get out of your car, go to KKLA.com, click on Listen Live, and you can listen live. Isn't that wonderful? You can also go to the SueFreeze.com site spelt like fries, Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, and you can listen to this podcast. You can share this podcast. You can also go on and connect with me there. You can send comments there. I would love to hear from you. Get on my email list. There are things that I offer there. There's things that I have on there. There's videos. There's helping hands. There's all kinds of things there that I truly want to share with you that have changed my life, things that have helped me along the way. You know, as a young mother, which I'm not a young mother, I'm close to being a grandmother. But let's say when I was a young mother, I remember that I felt so alone in my motherhood. And, you know, you're kind of isolated because these kids, you have to be there for their every moment. They need you. They need you every minute of every day. I am now a dog slave. I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but I have two dogs now that need me night and day. Back then when I was a young mom, I was full of energy, but I tell you what, by 7 and 8 o'clock, I could not wait for my children to go to sleep. And man, did they look like angels when they were sleeping. They were angels, and I always told them they were angels. And my mom, my daughter, as she grew up, she goes, "Mom, you kept telling me I was an angel. I'm not really an angel," when she got into the Bible and everything. And I just thought that was so cute. She goes, "I'm not really an angel." And I'm like, "In my book, you're an angel." But the thing is that I was isolated. And I was isolated until I joined this group. And this group was an amazing group because it was a bunch of mothers that had children the same age as mine. And we would sit around and they would have play dates and they would go out and play in the playground and have one mother that was there watching the kids so that they were safe. And the rest of the mothers got to vent. They got to explain what's going on with their every minute of every day, how to potty train, how to discipline. Do I spank? Do I not spank? Do I use a spoon? Do I use my hand? You know, all those questions that come up. And I know there's people listening, young moms right now, that are laughing and saying, "I can relate." And I laugh with you right now because there were times where, I am not kidding you, I was just so ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I just got so exhausted. And it was like there was no relief. There's no relief. And I can remember when my kids got to the age where they could sit up. And when they could sit up, I was so happy because I could put them in the shower and they could sit and play at the bottom of the shower and I could actually take a shower. But for that, I couldn't even take a shower unless they were taking a nap, and then I was afraid they would wake up in the middle of my shower. And so I understand moms. I totally understand what it's like to be a young mom. But I also understand that the reason I'm bringing all this up is that no matter where you are in your life, there's other people that are going through similar things, if not exactly, almost exactly. We're all individuals and we all have our own little things. But on the most part, there are other people that are going through the same struggles as you are. You're not so special that somebody else isn't going through those things too. Whether you have cancer, whether you have fight depression, and you don't want to tell anybody that you fight depression, you just try to put on a good show and put on that mask and put on that smile, even though down deep you're hurting so bad, you feel like you're bleeding and there's no plugging up that bleeding pain and wound. whatever your issues are in life, there are other people that are going through similar things. And pain loves misery, they say. But also, when you're hurting and you can allow yourself to let others know, you give them the opportunity to give and to help you. Because all of us inside our deepest want to be able to help somebody else. And sometimes it's not so easy to see that you need help. It's not easy because on the outside you look pretty good. And we can put on a pretty good show. I did for many, many years. Everybody was so surprised when they found out that I was struggling with things. And it's because I was just at pride, you know, oh man, I've got to have my act together. Why? We don't have our act together. There's things that happen to us. There's fears, concerns, just things in our lives that cause us to not be all we can be for Christ. So change, transition. I have a friend right now who moved from one state to another. She got a great job. And right now she's having a hard time because she left her family in another state. She's got a new job, no new responsibilities. And, you know, she needs to meet new friends and she needs to do new things. And, you know, it's just difficult. It's difficult whenever there's transition. It doesn't mean transition or change isn't good. Change can be really, really good. Think back on things where you've made changes and during it you're going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, what have I done? Or oh my gosh. Have a peace about your change. Understand that what you're doing is for the right reasons. But once you decide to make a change, then understand that it's going to be uncomfortable for a while. And that's okay. It's okay to be uncomfortable for a while. We have to have friends around us that love us, support us, and help us to stay accountable. And if we have that, and we can make those choices, we can decide who's going to be in our circle. And when you do that, what's going to happen is they're going to guard you and they're going to help you. And obviously, you're going to talk to the Lord and read His Word and understand that what you're doing is because you feel it's the right thing based on all of the things that you know to be right, that what you're doing is what you need to do. There's going to be people probably that aren't going to like your decision. And you know what? That's okay. Something I'm learning right now is that there's going to come judgment. There's judgment every minute of every day. I know me, I fight it. Do you? Do you fight judgment? I find that I look at someone and I automatically have this thing. Even when I fight it so much, but it just kind of happens without me even wanting it to happen. It happens. And what I'm realizing now is that I'm calling it out inside my own heart, my own mind. I'm calling it out. I'm like, oh, I'm judging. And I try to stop judging and I want to love more. I don't know if that's you, if that hits a chord with you, then I would suggest that you do the same. When you feel the opportunity or when you feel something coming on you where you're judging, God is the judge. Let God judge. And I say, you know what? Nobody's walking in my shoes. Nobody's walking in your shoes except for you. And the only one you really need to answer to is God. So with that, try not to judge, but to love more. And when somebody's doing something, it's just like our children, you know, or even for me with my employees, sometimes they'll be doing things that I know that aren't the right thing. They're not the right decisions for them. And it's the most difficult thing because I just want to, you know, shake them and straighten them out. And I don't want to judge them. What I realize, though, is they need my love. They need my support. They need me to be with them. They need me to have time with them so that hopefully I'll be there to help them if they need it. And maybe, you know, when your brother stumbles or when your brother falls, you need to be next to them to pick them up. If you're nowhere to be found, you can't pick them up, can you? So you need to put yourself around people. When you're strong, though, if you're weak, don't put yourself with other people that are going to bring you down, because there's a time for you to be fed and there's a time for you to feed. So with that, what I'm saying is that change happens, and I want you to feel good about your change. So transition and reform is what needs to happen. So we will be right back with more of the Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world. Termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, E. coli gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives, like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new E. coli Heat, using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. E. coli Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call E. coli at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're back again, and we were talking about judgment versus love, or love versus judgment. And it's difficult because we fight judgment all the time. We don't even have to think about it, and we judge. You know, a person walks in the door and we have an assessment. We could say that's a kinder word, isn't it? Assessment versus judgment. But we are judging, aren't we? And I just challenge you to just be aware of your judgment. And how many times have you met somebody that you prejudged, and you met them and they were nothing like what you thought? Has that ever happened to you? Because it's definitely happened to me. I'll be at a party and I'll be talking to somebody, and I'm doing something different now. And I learned this from Boaz, a good friend of mine. And he came to a company meeting, and he said, you know, the reason I've become such a good communicator is because I want to learn more about the people that I meet. And I used to say to my children, because, for instance, my son, he's very shy. My Tyson, he's a very shy guy, and he's very good looking, but he's very shy. And so I told him, I said, Tyson, I'll tell you my secret. This is what I do. When I go to a party or a networking event, what I do is I pretend I'm a reporter. And I walk in there, and I'm not Sue Freeze. I'm not the termite lady, although I might have my termite lady belt on. And that's another conversation piece where it opens up the door and it's fun. I told my son, I said, pretend you're a reporter. And when you're a reporter, what do? They don't talk about themselves. What they're doing is they're trying to get the story. And they're trying to ask questions so they can get that story. So when you go to a party or a networking event, be the reporter and ask the questions. So Boaz said that there are six or seven questions. And the questions are as, hi, what's your name? Where are you from? Are you from there originally? How long have you been here? What brought you here? Do you like it here? And so on and so forth. So what you're doing is you're asking questions. Oh, is your family here? How many brothers? How many sisters? You can go into detail like that. And what you're trying to do is connect, which is one of my all-time favorite words in relationships. And connect can mean so many different things. But you want to connect with this other person. So when you're asking these questions, you're learning more about that person. But how many times when you've learned more about that person, they're nothing like what you thought? And it's like, wow, if I wouldn't have asked those questions, if I wouldn't have opened up the dialogue because my judgment or assessment said I could not have anything in common with that person. How many times has that been not correct? A long time ago, I was an image consultant, and one of my favorite lines was, is you don't get a second chance to make a first good impression. And that's true. You don't get a second chance to make a first good impression. So when you're getting dressed in the morning and you're getting your hair done and whatnot, it's important that you look the part that you want to look. I was at a Boy Scout event the other day, and my little nephew, who I just adore, my little Blakey, he was transferring over. He's getting promoted to the next segment of Boy Scouts. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but anyway. In that process, I looked at his pants, and everybody else was wearing khaki pants. They were wearing these khaki, really cool khaki pants. And Blakey just got done with basketball, and he ran to get to this event, and he forgot his pants. And so he was wearing the spaghetti, straight-legged jeans with his Boy Scout shirt and his Boy Scout vest with all of his patches on it. And I looked at him, and I said, he looks so different than all the other guys. He doesn't fit in. He's set apart. And I realized that I was thinking that and doing that, and I wanted to go get his other pants. All I'm saying is that it's hard because you want to be like everybody else, but yet you don't want to be like everybody else. You want to stand out. With that, just understand that there is this judgment or this assessment going on. So in business, even if you want to get the tattoo or you want to get that piercing or you want to be different, be careful. just be careful, because whether we like it or not, people are judging us every minute of every day, and you are selling yourself every minute of every day. So why did I get on this rabbit trail? I guess somebody needed to hear that, because there's a lot of people without work right now, and it might be as simple as changing a hairstyle, thinking more about what you're wearing when you go to that interview or whatnot. But the real thing is when you care about somebody, which is a different level, instead of getting a job, the level is relationship and connecting. And when you're in that type of relationship, do we want to be more judgmental or do we want to be more loving? And I am going to tell you right now that even in my situation right now in transition and change is that it's much more important to be loved than judged. And I think that the Lord would totally agree with me on that one. I really believe that he has shown that time and time again in Scripture, where he loves faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. There's some scriptures to go along with what we're talking about, which is change or reform. Our reword is reform. And here's some scriptures that go along with what we're talking about. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. If you've just tuned in, we're talking about rewords, and the reword for January was reflect. For February, it was realize and recognize. And for March, it's reform or transition. So the scriptures, 1 Samuel 10:6 and 7, is this: the Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be changed, there's that word, changed into a different person. Once these signs are fulfilled, do whatever your hand finds to do, for God is with you. What is that saying exactly? It's pretty amazing scripture right there, because the Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you. That means he's on you, he's there, he's in you, and that you will be changed into a different person. It's not you changing you, it's the Lord changing you from the inside, from the heart, the renewing of your mind. You'll be a different person. And once these signs are fulfilled, do whatever your hands find to do. Meaning, don't sit idly and just wait, but do. Things happen with motion. Psalm 15. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart. Do you speak the truth from your heart? Whose tongue utters no slander. Do you gossip? Do you say things without really knowing what you're saying? Do you judge and then talk about it? Who does no wrong to a neighbor and casts no slur on others? Who despises a vile person but honors those who fear the Lord? Who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind? Who lends money to the poor without interest? Who does not accept a bribe against the innocent? Whoever does these things will never be shaken. Jeremiah 7. Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah who come through these gates to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Reform your ways and your actions, and I will let you live in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words and say, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. If you really change your ways and your actions and deal with each other justly, if you do not oppress the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not follow other gods to your own harm, then I will let you live in this place, in the land I gave your ancestors forever and ever. But look, you are trusting in deceptive words that are worthless. There's so much in that, but reform your ways and your actions, and I will let you live in this place. So even the Lord is saying to reform. You just have to make sure that the reform is in the right direction. Right? The right direction. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And if you're just tuning in and you have to leave, it's okay. You can go on your computer in your house or in your office and turn on KKLA.com, click on Listen Live, and you can listen live. You also can go to thesuefreeze.com, and Sue Freeze is one word spelt like fries, not freeze. Sue Fries or suefreeze.com. You can go on there, and if you have somebody that you know of or that you thought of when you're listening to this show and you think, gosh, that person, it would probably really help them to hear this show. I think that this could be helpful, even if it's as simple as you don't get a second chance to make a first good impression. As simple as that. You know, that could change a life forever, couldn't it? Just that alone could get a person a job. And if they got the job, wouldn't that make a difference in their lives? I think it would. I really do. There's another scripture. It's more than a scripture. It's a whole psalm that I highly recommend to anybody that feels like they're in a bad situation where they feel that they're not protected. Have you ever felt not protected? It's a really difficult and terrible thing to feel not protected. And if you're in that place where you feel this big fear and you just feel not protected, I want to turn you or guide you to Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. Doesn't that feel and sound great? His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue Him. I will protect Him, and He acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. I will deliver Him and honor Him or her. With long life, I will satisfy him or her and show him or her my salvation. This is not just for hims. This is for hims and hers. So that is one that I lean on quite often. And when you're going through change and transition, I know it's hard. It's really difficult. And if you feel that you're being judged for your decision, but those people aren't walking in your shoes, just know that God knows. And that's where you need to put your heart and your mind, is that God knows. And if you, after going through all the thoughts and the prayers and everything, and you know you need to do this, then you need to do this. And just understand that there's not only when there's transition are you uncomfortable, but anybody that's close to you that sees the change, they're uncomfortable too, because you've rocked their world. You've changed something in their life that maybe they're not happy about or they're not sure. And I mentioned control in the first segment of this show because that's what it's about. There's so many things, like, you know, the good person that bad things happen to, somebody that gets cancer that you just don't understand why. And we don't have control over that, do we? We have no control over these things, these bad things that happen to good people. We don't have control over that. But we can put our refuge in our strength. We find our refuge in our strength in the Lord. We can't control a lot of things. There's a lot of things that are out of our control. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I can change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That poster was up on my bedroom wall for years, and I read that almost every day because things happened in my childhood just as things happened in yours, and I didn't understand why, and I didn't understand what to do. I didn't know what my options were other than to try to keep the peace in the family, even if it meant detriment to me. There's things on my website that talk about things that have happened. And if you're interested in that, just because it might give you hope when you're feeling hopeless. Sometimes things feel hopeless, and they're really not. And when you get past that stage, sometimes you see the good that comes out. You know, everything should glorify the Lord. And sometimes we don't understand why these things happen. But down the road, if we can utilize those bad things that happen to us to help somebody else get through it a little easier, or maybe just with more understanding, or more importantly, just with your love, because you can understand and you can be there for them like no other. And even if that could be enough, couldn't it? That could be enough, that something you went through in your childhood could help somebody else get through it and not be alone like maybe you were. Isn't that a wonderful thing that you have something you can give? Even though it shouldn't have happened, doggone it, it should not have happened to you. these bad things shouldn't happen, but they do. It's a fallen world, and bad things happen. But what do we do with those bad things? We learn from them. If there was something we could have done different to cause that bad thing not to happen, then obviously we need to learn from that. But sometimes it's not anything about what we've done. You know, it could be we were at the wrong place at the wrong time, or I don't know. You know, we could look at things like cancer and say, wow, maybe I should have eaten better. Maybe I should have taken better care of myself. But maybe it just is in the genes and it's not anything you could have done anything about. Who knows? People that have ADD, it's genetic, right? It's not that this person did anything to get ADD. He just got ADD because genetically, mom, dad, whoever, had this thing, breast cancer, you know, same thing. You know, it runs in the family. Okay, so if there's somebody in the family, then you know that you need to take precautions, right? You need to go and get checked out on a regular basis. That's what you need to do. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And what we're talking about is transition and reform. And reform, another word for it, is change. You know, our health is so important, and I don't want to go too deep into that. That's another show. But we need to do what we need to do to do all we can do to stay healthy, because you can't buy it once it's gone. You can't buy your health. So I highly recommend that you change your diet if you need to change your diet. That could be the reform that you need to focus on right now. If you're overweight, you can do something about that. Now, if you have a thyroid issue or you have a medical condition, that's another story. And then there's other things that you need to research and learn about so that you can get control as much as possible over that situation. But if you smoke or if you overeat and you have a compulsive, obsessive, you know, condition, call it what it is. Call it with it what it is and hit it head on and say, I'm going to make a change. And the best time to make a change is right here, right now. And I say to people all the time, if not now, when? When? And look at all the time that you're going to be wasting by not doing it right now. So do it now. What's holding you back? What in your brain, what in your belief system is holding you from being all you can be for yourself, for those that you love, and for Christ? What's holding you back? What is it? If it's something you have control over, if it's something you can identify and you can do something about it, the word is change, reform. Do it. Not tomorrow. Do it right now. So, food. Okay, let's just take food, for instance. What are you eating? What are you drinking? You know, alcohol has no healthy component. Now, okay, wine, you'll fight me on that one. I get it. But let's say hard liquor. Okay, a lot of calories, but they're empty calories. And they affect your brain, but they also affect your body because of blood sugars and all those things. So alcohol, that's one. Food, what are you eating? And when do you eat? I've had people numerous times ask me, you know, how do you keep your fit? It must be genetic. No, it's not genetic. My mother was way overweight and she wasn't built anything like me. So it's not genetic. What it is that I made a conscious effort that I didn't want to end up like my mother. Okay. She died of a heart condition. She was overweight. She smoked. Okay. I didn't want to be like my mother in that regard. My mother was a loving woman. She's in heaven and I can't wait to see her again. And I know she's listening to my show and she's smiling at me right now, even though I'm saying what I'm saying. I love you, Mom. What I'm saying, though, is that I made a decision inside of me saying I'm not going to do this, 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 and this. She loved to make gravy. I like gravy, too, but I don't even know how to make it, because if I made it, I'd probably make it too often. Maybe that's a silly example. What do I eat? When do I eat? My mom would just end up eating breakfast. She'd make breakfast for her, but she loved to cook. She'd make breakfast, and before we were even done washing the dishes, she's wondering what to make and eat for lunch. Okay? That's not healthy, okay? You can either live to eat or you can eat to live. I choose to eat to live. I don't live to eat. What are you choosing? And then what are your selections? I'm on this because this is just one item. This is one idea. This is one change or reform that you could do. So I'm pulling it around because that's what we're talking about, is what can you do today to make a difference in your personal life, in your life? What can you do? Read more scriptures? Yes. Get more in the word? Yes. Pray? Yes. Change your eating habits? Yes. But you have to know what to eat and when to eat, right? So how do you find that out? There's lots of different things out there. I don't believe in diets. Okay, I heard someone say, oh, seafood diet. You know, anything you see, you eat, right? No. Okay. I recommended one time too. This is a shopping idea, and it works for me, is that don't go down the center aisles of the grocery store. Don't go through the center aisles. Stay away from them. All you do is when you go in, you get your cart, and hopefully you're cutting coupons out. If you have access to coupons, have those coupons because you want to be a good steward of your money. But on the food section, go around the outside. They have this. They have produce. They have the meat. They have the breads. And that's all you need. You need meat, vegetables, fruit, and bread. That's what you need to eat. And when you do that, and you stay away from the potato chips, I know, I like them too. Stay away from the potato chips. Stay away from all of those things. I guarantee you, you will lose weight. And you're going to feel better because your body's going to be more in check. So go around the outer aisle of the grocery store. Do not go down the center aisles. Okay? Try it. I challenge you to try it for 1 month. And don't eat anything in the center aisles. Just try it. The other thing I suggest is you should eat every 4 hours. I know that sounds like a lot for those that don't. But you know what? Your body is constantly digesting. It's constantly doing these things. So what you want to do is you want to keep it fed so it doesn't go into starvation mode. All those things. And drink lots of water. Lots and lots and lots of water. Okay? And sodas are a bad thing. I don't drink sodas. Sodas are bad, 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 bad. And when you drink water, I suggest you put lemon in it if you can. It cleans your body out. It's a detox. Okay? So that's what you need to do with that, is drink lots of water. My engineer's drinking water right now. I reminded him. No lemon in there, but he's drinking water, and I think that's great. Roland, I just love you. You're so great. You're so awesome. So do that. The other thing is when to eat. You eat every 4 hours, okay? And you don't have to eat a whole lot. The suggestion has been give a fist. Give your hand a fist. You know, put your hand in a fist, and that's how big your stomach is. So you shouldn't eat any more than that in a setting. I know I do. And I get really full and uncomfortable, and then I want to go to sleep. I want to take a nap. But if you just eat a little bit and eat more often, I guarantee you, you're going to feel better. You're going to have even energy. You're not going to have the highs and lows, and you're going to lose weight, and you're going to feel better. The other thing is try not to eat, and I know this is hard for some of you, try not to eat past 6 o'clock at night. No popcorn. Sorry. No popcorn. I love popcorn. And here's a little hint. This is my favorite popcorn. You ready? I eat air popcorn, or popcorn the old-fashioned style way, where you put the oil on the bottom, canola oil on the bottom, just a little bit, put the popcorn seeds in there, and put the pot lid on there, and just let it, you hear it popping, and then you can smell it throughout the house. It's just the most amazing thing. There's nothing like popcorn in the whole wide world. I only know one person in my life that does not like popcorn, and I just cannot even believe it. But then what I do is I put it in a bowl, and I put ranch powdered dressing. Not watered, just powdered, like, you know, powdered butter you can get. And you just put it over the top of it. Oh, my goodness, it's the best. But you have to like ranch dressing. It's a wonderful way to eat popcorn. I had a friend who put salt on the popcorn and also put Sweet 'n Low on the popcorn, and it tasted like kettle corn, and it's a lot less fattening. So there you go. Those are two helpful hints on popcorn. How did I get on that? I have no idea. But here we go. Change something and change it today. Don't wait. Until next week, you know what? Life is great. Change happens. Just do the most with what you can, which is you and the Lord. And you know what? If someone judges you, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You know, and God knows, and that's what matters. God bless you. Until next week. Bye.
Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. Cola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.